The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
No, we don't.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines.
Hey, welcome everybody. From all over this great land and beyond. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And thank you to Hank Williams Jr. for singing us in here on December 15th, 2022. I'm James Kelso up here in North Dakota, where I'm looking at my satellite clock on my wall, my latest feature to my studio here. It's 27 degrees outside on my front porch. Where, you know, was it last night or the night before or both nights? We listened to Gretchen Wilson. I love Gretchen Wilson. And she's only, if I read or write on the internet, she's 49 years old. And what a singer. But yes, it's 27 degrees on my front porch where, like Gretchen Wilson, I do keep my Christmas lights on my porch all year long. And they're on right now. I like them. I like Christmas lights on my porch. I played that song Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson, and you know, when you get a chance to watch it, you got to watch her video of the song Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson. You'll find it right away. She has in that song some of our favorite people, the aforementioned Hank Williams Jr. He's in there. She yanks a cigar out of his hand while he's sitting in her trailer, kind of the set, movie set for the video. He looks a little chastised as she yanks that cigar out of his hand. She mentions Kid Rock. He's in there. He's sitting on the other couch there in the trailer with Hank Williams Jr. John Rich. We hear his song on You Can Take Your Progress and Shove It Where the Sun Don't Shine. She mentions Tanya Tucker, and she appears in the video. And she mentions Skynyrd, a reference to the Lynyrd Skynyrd band. And who are country favorites, country rock favorites of everybody. Who's anybody? George Strait, she mentions, and Charlie Daniels. And there are probably other personages in her video that I simply just don't recognize. So it's a star-studded video. You know, just to recall that to your memory, here's what she sounds like, just in case you might have missed it.
He told me a secret. Well, there's stuff. same damn thing on a Walmart shelf, half price. It still looks sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore, but in my neck of the woods, I'm just a girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high-class broad. I'm just a product of my raisin.
I'm just a product of my raisin.
I say, hey, y'all, Andy Hall, and I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long.
There was Tanya Tucker right there in her 10-gallon hat and cowboy boots. I'm officially adopting Gretchen Wilson as a mascot for this show. And here's my proposition, President Trump. You will be in charge of the Republican National Convention of 2024. It's coming right up, which will be held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's almost close enough. I could get myself out there. And you couldn't make a better pick than bring in Gretchen Wilson as a lead act. Put her up on the stage there. John Rich of Big and Rich, he was on the I met him at the 2008 Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. And so I expect, I'm darn near certain John Rich will be there again. Put John Rich up there with his band, and put Gretchen Wilson up there with her band. And how about flying Hank Williams Jr. in, and Kid Rock, and Tanya Tucker? Fly them all in for the Trump convention of 2024 in Milwaukee. Now, you know, think about it, folks. I talk a lot about this on the show here. And, we've got a treat for you coming up, a special video that Donald Trump made for us today, and I'll play it for you. It's 6 minutes long. It's fantastic, a little bit longer. And that'll be the highlight of tonight's show. You know, I talk about all this hoo-ha going on about who's going to be the candidate for the MAGA movement in 2024. And I say to that, what? Come again? What was that? It's a nutty question. Donald Trump is the nominee. He is the leader of the MAGA movement. This is not something we're trying to figure out. There are people who want to make it an open question because they hate Donald Trump and they want him. They want him out of the way. Anybody, anything. Anybody but Trump. Whether they like that person, that anybody or not, doesn't matter. But their number one priority has been all this time since he came down the escalator and he started knocking out rhinos. Came down that escalator, and who did he start with? Jeb Bush, low energy. He's a low rider. Move a little slower. Yeah, that's low energy Jeb Bush. He started with him and Jeb Bush, who at that moment, back in 2015, Jeb Bush, who was the governor of Florida, he had $100 million in his campaign treasure chest for his expected coronation as the Republican nominee to follow such illustrious preceding nominees as John McCain and Mitt Romney. Yeah, it was going to be another Mitt Romney. It was going to be another John McCain. It was going to be Jeb Bush. And Donald Trump, with one with one or two deft moments on the stage, retired Jeb Bush. Where is Jeb Bush? Does anybody know where he is? What's he doing? Anyway, and the people commented, the 16 Republicans who vied against Donald Trump in 2015 and 16, it was a very high-powered group. And there was one really good person in there, Rand Paul. He was a good one. And Donald Trump didn't have to call Rand Paul low-energy Rand Paul. Rand Paul and Donald Trump are peas in a pod. So anyway, we'll get to that. Let me get to the gem of tonight's show, which is this video that the president made for you, and you're going to hear the audio portion of it here on the show tonight. And the missing video portion that you can't see, well, just visualize Donald Trump on your screen, because the whole thing is just Donald Trump looking into the camera and delivering what you're about to hear. So let's go to it now. And if we get interrupted by a break, that's okay. Let's see. Where was we? Right jar. Here you go. This is Donald Trump presented on his truthsocial.com personal channel today for you.
If we don't have free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that. If this most fundamental right is allowed to perish, then the rest of our rights and liberties will topple, just like dominoes, one by one. They'll go down. That's why today I'm announcing my plan to shatter the left-wing censorship regime and to reclaim the right to free speech for all Americans. And reclaim is a very important word in this case, because they've taken it away. In recent weeks, bombshell reports have confirmed that a sinister group of deep state bureaucrats, Silicon Valley tyrants, left-wing activists, and depraved corporate news media have been conspiring to manipulate and silence the American people. They have collaborated to suppress vital information on everything from elections to public health. The censorship cartel must be dismantled and destroyed, and it must happen immediately. And here's my plan. First, within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize, or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis or disinformation. And I will begin the process of identifying and firing every federal bureaucrat who has engaged in domestic censorship, directly or indirectly, whether they are the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Health, Human Services, FBI, the DOJ, no matter who they are. Second, I will order the Department of Justice to investigate all parties involved in the new online censorship regime, which is absolutely destructive and terrible, and to aggressively prosecute any and all crimes identified.
Okay, I just paused right there. He's going so fast through his material, I couldn't click fast enough to pause him. Ah, he's one third of the way through this announcement. And there's some such refreshing things in there. Now, what you heard, this is a question people have asked, and I've had this consistent answer. What will Trump 2.0 act like compared to Trump 1.0 in his second administration? Well, is he going to be a tiger? Yes, he is. He's going to let her rip. And you hear that in the statement. He makes a point. He is going to, as Hercules, he is going to clean. He has taken it as his task, cleaning the Augean stables. And he's definitely going to turn the fire hose inside the FBI. He mentions people creating censorship in healthcare. There we go with COVID-1984. He is going to blow out those agencies and fire those people. This is new. This was not there in Trump 1.0. Trump 2.0, he's going to go deep into the agencies. And now, it's not a he said, she said. With the Twitter revelations, we have the, as Steve Bannon likes to say, we have the receipts. Hey, look, there's the receipt, buddy. That's how much you paid, and that's what you bought on the day you bought it. We've got the receipts, so we know who engaged in this censorship regime. We know who the traitors are. So Donald Trump is not going to have a hard time firing these people. He just says, just go down the list. Give me the list. Okay, who in the FBI was conspiring with Twitter? Give me the list. Give me all the names. And he says, directly or indirectly. So he's being very comprehensive here. Anybody involved with this treasonous activity, as Donald Trump so famously said on his show, The Apprentice, you're fired. I don't know if he used a New Jersey accent. You're fired. And let's go back to the president.
These include possible violations of federal civil rights law, campaign finance laws, federal election law, securities law, and antitrust laws, the Hatch Act, and a host of other potential criminal, civil, regulatory, and constitutional offenses. To assist in these efforts, I am urging House Republicans to immediately send preservation letters. We have to do this right now.
Preservation letters. Do you know what that is? You send a... So he's saying to Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Matt Gaetz, and the other patriots in the Freedom Caucus, send the preservation letters. You will be the chairmen and chairwomen of House committees. And when you send a letter to people in the FBI, for example, and you say, I instruct you to preserve all documents pertaining to A, B, C, and D. That's a legal document. That's that. If they then destroy documents, conceal documents, alter documents, they're breaking the law. So get those. He will. Oh, other thing to mention. Notice his tone here. He is speaking as the president. We elected him president in 2016. We elected him president again in November of 2020. He is legally, or in reality, in truth, he is the president of the United States right now. So it's very appropriate, and it's traditional etiquette to address a former president as president whomever. But in the case of Donald Trump, he really is our president. And so his candidacy in 2024 is, this is not an open question. Someone who says, well, I would make a better candidate than you would, Mr.
There
Trump,
the
we'll address that in just a moment after this break.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be.
We're back.
Everything folks. I can be.
You just heard a segment of a pitch from a really great patriot Michael Rivero urging you. He really packed a lot into that announcement. 2 hours of radio on the public broadcasting, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And he has been doing it for years. I don't know if he's still in Hawaii, which is the place at which I know him. But what a genius, what a patriot. And make sure you listen to Michael Rivero. All right. Let's go back to Donald Trump. And here he is today talking to all of us in a 6 minute, 48 second announcement that's really tightly packed. Here's where we left off, right here.
To the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, and every Silicon Valley tech giant,
ordering them not to destroy evidence of censorship. Third, upon my inauguration as president, I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk revising Section 230 to get big online platforms out of censorship business. From now on, digital platforms should only qualify for immunity protection under Section 230 if they meet high standards of neutrality, transparency, fairness, and non-discrimination. We should require these platforms to increase their efforts to take down unlawful content such as child exploitation and promoting terrorism while dramatically curtailing their power to arbitrarily restrict lawful speech. Fourth, we need to break up the entire toxic censorship industry that has arisen under the false guise of tackling so-called mis- and disinformation. The federal government should immediately stop funding all nonprofits and academic programs that support this authoritarian project. If any U.S. university is discovered to have engaged in censorship activities or election interferences in the past, such as flagging social media content for removal of blacklisting, those universities should lose federal research dollars and federal student loan support for a period of 5 years and maybe more.
Oh, don't you love it? Okay, now, folks, what percentage of American universities do you think have participated in this censorship, the censorship cartel that he's talking about? You could probably count on one hand those that haven't participated in it. And when he says 5-year suspension of any student, federal student aid, well, that's the end of that school. Without the federal student aid money, that they can't even open their doors. So, or pay their bloated salaries. So, they'd actually have to work for a living. What a scam. What a scam the American university system is. How did we let this happen? How did we fall asleep and let them get away with this, Martha? Unbelievable. Well, I'm loving the way he's talking. He's punching so hard. He is hitting hard here. And it goes by so quickly. It's easy to miss how much he's packing in. Here he comes again here. We're halfway through.
We should also enact new laws laying out clear criminal penalties for federal bureaucrats who partner with private entities to do an end run around the Constitution and deprive Americans of their First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights.
Okay. He's going to not only defund them, he's going to send them to jail. This is for the federal bureaucrats. Go to jail for partnering with things like Twitter. And of course, as we mentioned, we have the receipts now that Elon Musk has opened up the Twitter vault. The Twitter vault has been opened. And so we have the proof. We have them dead to rights. And that is a violation of the Constitution. And the president is saying, I will make sure we have new and better, even better law prohibiting such things. But it's already prohibited. As a member of the FBI, you can't conspire with a media company to deny Donald Trump or you your free speech. You go to jail for that with Donald Trump 2.0. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder,
broad
and narrow
shoulder
at the hip.
Narrow
and everybody knew you didn't give no lip. Give no lip,
Big John.
Big John.
You know, Big John, looking at him, he's,
Big Bad
I think,
John.
You know, I'm not up close and so on, but he's looking pretty trim to me. He's looking as if he's hitting the gym a little bit, and hitting the links. He's looking. His demeanor. My gosh, he looks younger and younger, and sharper. He is. But even the question of, you know, he joked about it when he joked with the now congressman, but formerly Admiral Ronnie Jackson, who was the White House doctor previously, having been White House doctor for Obama, and prior to that, the big brother of low energy Jeb Bush. What a creep George Bush is. But he had examined President Trump and found him to be fit as a fiddle for his current at the time administration and a present administration, and fit not only physically but also mentally. And he had made one, he said, one little suggestion, Mr. President, you could lose a couple pounds. And and of course, Donald Trump knows the truth of what he said, and it jokes about it with this great patriot congressman now, Ronnie Jackson of Texas. But let's go back. We have a few more minutes of the president speaking to us today. some truths at truthsocial.com.
In other words, deprive them of their vote. And once you lose those elections, and once you lose your borders like we have, you no longer have a country. Furthermore, to confront the problems of major platforms being infiltrated by legions of former deep staters and intelligence officials, there should be a 7-year calling off period before any employee of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DNI, DHS, or DOD is allowed to take a job at a company possessing vast quantities of U.S. user data. Fifth, the time has finally come for Congress to pass a digital bill of rights. This should include a right to digital due process. In other words, government officials should need a court order to take down online content, not send information requests such as the FBI was sending to Twitter. Furthermore, when users of big online platforms have their content or accounts removed, throttled, shadow banned, or otherwise restricted, no matter what name they use, they should have the right to be informed that it's happening, the right to a specific explanation of the reason why, and the right to a timely appeal. In addition, all users over the age of 18 should have the right to opt out of content moderation and curation entirely and receive an unmanipulated stream of information if they so choose. The fight for free speech is a matter of victory or death for America.
The fight for free speech is a matter of victory or death for America. This is nice. What the president has put out there today, and he's perfectly syncing with the Twitter revelations from Elon Musk. This is so big. It's so immense.
And for the survival of Western civilization itself.
That's a theme that I've picked up from Donald Trump, and so have you. The survival of Western civilization itself. What American president have you ever heard talking about the survival of Western civilization? Then go ahead and take it on back to George Washington himself. Think I may have missed something, but can you think of a president who's talked about valuing the survival or perceiving the saliency of securing the survival of Western civilization itself?
When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large. There won't be anything left.
Okay. Let me just try to remember his verbiage there. You know, this whole rotten system will be ripped out. Again, this is Trump 2.0. This is a man who has lived through, survived his first term, and really, and he smoked them out, actually. These people were, they've always been there, not for, you know, all of our lifetimes, they've been there. I was born in 48. I'm sure they were already there in 48, but in ever-increasing numbers and percentages, they've been there, but we didn't see them so clearly. Donald Trump smoked them out. They came out of hiding. They showed their ugly faces. That was one of the accomplishments of Trump 1. Trump 2 will be cleaning the Augean stables, getting rid of them, firing them en masse. Not one guy, not firing the one guy over an agency. No, you got to go deep down the bench and clean them out. In the case of the FBI, you need to abolish the organization. Just simply make it really simple. It's the organization is abolished. Goodbye. See you later. and put some yellow tape around the FBI building there on Pennsylvania Avenue, and provide an agency whose job is to protect the American people rather than to betray them.
By restoring free speech, we'll begin to reclaim our democracy and save our nation. Thank you, and God bless America.
There you go. So that was today. Nice. Let me see here. Oh, I'm looking at my board here. I see a little red dot that tells me. Nope, not yet. Somebody might be calling in. Let me see. If you want to call in and reference anything we just talked about or anything else comes to mind. Let me find my... Here's your number, boys and girls. 512-248-8252. If you want to talk about this. Something else the president did today, not as spectacular as what you just heard. He started a new thing, and I might sign up for it. My inclination is to say I think I will, actually. He started a whole new thing called collecttrumpcards.com. All one word, collecttrumpcards.com. And I don't know what you're going to get or do or something like that. It's not free. It's a $99 subscription to make yourself a member of collecttrumpcards.com. And I'll give you my thought on that, on the price and on the service. Down on my Christmas tree downstairs, which is lit up right now, I have a Melania Trump designed and marketed Christmas tree ornament. It's beautiful, with an American flag inside of a golden wreath in three dimensions. Very beautiful thing. I forget what I paid for it, but I think it was $45. Now, that's, of course, more than a Christmas tree ornament. That's more than the commercial price for a Christmas tree ornament. But when I ordered my Melania Trump Christmas tree ornament, which is my favorite on my tree now, after only two, one that's my son made with his picture in it, and another that my daughter made with her picture in it. Those are the only two that are more important to me than the Melania Trump ornament. The $45 I didn't want to get from the First Lady a deal. I didn't want to get a $10 value ornament for $8. I wanted to do the opposite. I wanted to help. So I viewed, if the ornament has like a commercial value of $10, the $45, it's beautifully made. I mean, it could easily be more. It's in three dimensions. It's a lot of craftsmanship in this ornament. I think made in the USA, if enameled, the whole thing. I wanted the price to be considerably above whatever Melania Trump's cost is, because I want to help the cause. And so the collecttrumpcards.com, I'm inclined to go the same way with that. It's $99. And if it's a way, it's kind of a fun way to make some funds available to our leader. So there you go. You can look it up. You can find it on TrumpTruthSocial.com. You'll see the president. He has the video where he's tearing off his business shirt and tie at revealing his Superman suit underneath with a T where the Superman S used to be. So we'll see what more comes of that. That's another thing he did today. And the there's more. Let's go to the more. Go up here on my Truth Social. He says, here's one of his writings he put up today that I really like. Let me find it for you. It's, you know, on this show, I refer to the Democrats as communists. And here's somebody that I really like who says the same thing. And he's got a post here where he does that. Let me look for it. There's so many. You got to scroll through these things to find things. There's so much writing. I'll find it. It's going to come up. Here it is. Okay, I'll read it to you. He posted this 4 hours ago. And listen for that communist, parentheses, Democrat terminology. He says he's referring to a poll which just came out. This is the McLaughlin and Associates poll that just came out and which got it right in 2016 and 2020 with margins for theft and cheating. Unlike the Wall Street Journal, NBC fake news, ABC fake news, fake polling, Fox News, the dying and very sickly USA Today, and most others in the lamestream media. In other words, it is real polling. As you can see, and we'll go to the results in just a moment, we are leading, we, the Trump MAGA folks like you and me, we are leading by a lot, despite the never-ending communist, in parentheses, Democrat, weaponized attacks on me and the great patriots of MAGA. More to come. So no, it's good on the poll. But notice how I like the way he, again, what president ever called the Democrats the communists? Even Ronald Reagan didn't do that. Even Barry Goldwater didn't do that. Who did? Donald Trump. And that's the stone cold truth. So here's the poll that, to which the president is referring. And in it, Trump is favored by 58% of us. 58% of the people polled, which I think I guess are, it's a poll of Republicans. If the Republican primary presidential election were held today, which one of the following best describes how you would vote in the Republican primary between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis? And President Trump gets 58%. Ron DeSantis gets 36%. And when you bore into it for those people who definitely hold that view, Donald Trump would be 44%. And Ron DeSantis, 22, exactly half of the Trump support. So that won't cut the mustard, Ron. Don't do it. Spare the MAGA movement the ordeal of starting a fight. Don't do it. And the and I love the plain honesty of Donald Trump putting these up. He's had polls where he got 80%, 90%, 70%, different numbers. But when if you're leading somebody 2-1, that's a lot. That's a blowout. And he says, great polling. This is a post the president put up 6 hours ago. Great polling has just come out on me versus various others. Including Biden, but I still have to put up with the same old, and then he uses a nice word, stuff. And of course, the term he uses in his rallies, and I can't wait till we get to the next rally, the term he uses in his rallies is bullshit. I have to put up with the same old stuff. I think he's deferring to Melania, who's asked him to not use that word so often. from it's Christmas and she's got her ornaments up. So, you know, from the Wall Street Journal, which has lost an incalculable amount of influence over the years, and Fox News, whose polls on me have been seriously wrong from the day I came down the escalator in Trump Tower. Same thing happened in 2016, where Fox and the Wall Street Journal went out of their way to give me bad coverage in polling and say I couldn't win, until I won. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And here's another poll that the president puts up for us today. And I had a chance to study it during the break and see the significance of it. Now, it would be nice. It would be better if we didn't have to spend time talking about this. And so I'm talking to you, Ron DeSantis. We've got other stuff to do. We've got business to take care of, Ron. We don't need to have an internecine struggle within the MAGA movement. It can only hurt. So don't do it. It's going to be an interesting moment. Somebody at a press conference is going to ask Ron DeSantis, He's going to say, if Donald Trump, are you voting for Donald Trump in 24? Some form of question like that. And DeSantis, it better not be a telltale pause there. It's got to be right real quick. Yes, most definitely. Of course. He's the guy whose endorsement made me the governor of Florida. So the don't go sanctimonious on us. So that, well, here's this poll. This is another McLaughlin poll that the president puts up today. And the president is a businessman. He goes with numbers. And he goes with facts. And so here's the thing. If Donald Trump ran for president again in 2024, this is being asked by McLaughlin of Republicans, would you support or oppose him for the Republican nomination? Okay, well, this is a table of, they've been asking this question every month for how many months is it here? 3 to 3, 12 plus, for about 20 months, 2 years. Well, I guess since Biden stole the election, they've been asking every month. And the president's numbers haven't changed significantly. So here's what they've been. In March of 2021, 81% of Republicans said they'd support the president, Trump. Then that number has varied between 80. In June, it was 80%. In October, it was 8 of 21. It was 81%. In July of 22, it was 80%. At its highest moment in any of these months, it went up to in September of 22, which is just 3 months ago, it was at 86%. That's the high. Then in October, it went to 81. In November, to 77. And this month, in December, it stayed the same. 77% of us, the MAGA movement, Republicans. Well, no, Republicans. This includes beyond the MAGA movement. We support Trump. That's a landslide. Well, we'll end the evening with that cheery number, and we'll come back again tomorrow night with more here. Let's see, what is the president going to do in the next 24 hours? What kind of a person have we ever known in our lives who gave you more than you can handle every 24 hours? The man is a dynamo. See you tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.